What would you call a female sheep?
A ewe.
And if it were a male, you might call that a
ram. And a goat now. They nanny goat and billy goat.
Mm-hmm. What would a gilt be?
That's a young sow pig before she finds, before she increases.
Mm-hmm.
That's a gilt.
What kinds of things could you get from sheep if you were raising them?
What product can you get from them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, meat and wool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my granddad used to run a herd of sheep a long time ago. I'd help him shear them, pen them, shear them.
Mm-hmm. Were there a lot more sheep around here in the past than there are now?
Oh, yeah. You know, well, 50 years ago, there's a lot of sheep in this country.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle's five ashes out there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And my granddaddy, they all had a bunch of sheep. They'd pin them up twice a year and shear them. Get the wool off.
Mm-hmm.
Call it, that's all like building a house, a sheep shearing day. All the old sheep men would gather together, you know, and help this man share his.
Mm-hmm.
And later, a day or two, they'd go together and help him share his.
Mm-hmm.
Swap work. Like we build a house that same way.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we want to build a house, we just get what we call a working and have a man in the community to come that day.
You get the house built just
build,
about
build a house in a couple of days.
I guess if, well, if somebody got burned out.
Yeah, something
around,
like that.
You do the same.
Sure do that. Put him right back in business. Or if he got sick in the spring, I've seen 50 mules in one 30-acre field.
Yeah.
Man gets sick in the spring, you know, and get behind with his crop. But his neighbor would just set a date, and they just all come break his field up when they're breaking plow.
You could break it up pretty quick.
Yeah,
with 50
break
mules.
It up with 50 mules, you know.
Mm-hmm. Everybody get on one side and go across a couple.
Well, they broke it up and land, see, round and round.
Uh-huh.
I got in there, they'd just be wanting, just figured they could go.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't take but a few minutes, an hour or two, they'd be through. Although they was breaking, just breaking a little strip that wide with one mule, it went around. Where we break 6-8 feet now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they just, one man just broke that, 7 inches, be exact. With one horse plow.
Uh-huh.
And they'd plant his crop. Same way if he was, you know, disabled to work, been sick.
Mm-hmm.
It happened to us one time. You know, I had a brother died when he was 21 years old in May. And they just all gathered and broke it up and planted it in 2-3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And we just as well up as anybody else then, see.
Mm-hmm. If you had a pig and you didn't want him to be a boar, you wanted to make a barrel out of him, what would you do to him?
Well, just one fellow just catch him and throw him down and put his knee on his belly and hold his hind leg and dull and castrate him.
Mm-hmm.
Take a pocket knife and deboil him.
Mm-hmm.
And that he's become a bar immediately after that. He's a bull pig, but when you get through him, he's a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I castrated some the other day, me and Mike.
Mm-hmm. What noise would a calf make when it's being weaned?
I just bleat for the mother.
Uh-huh.
Cow would low and the calf would bleat.
Mm-hmm. What would a horse do?